Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachas Daf Kuf Zion. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Turning to the top of Kuf Zion, 3 lines from the top, we will notice in the Gemara text a triangle. This is explained in the outside margin under our Nosei Mivne heading, Nosei being a topic and Mivne a structural note. The triangle will highlight matochos, showing us different types of metals. Hamakabel al atzmo lehovi echad mehanal, someone who accepts upon himself to bring to the Beis Hamikdash one of these types of metals. Kamot zorich lehovi, how much minimally must he bring? So, turning to the Gemara, hare olai zahov, someone who accepts upon himself to bring gold, lo yivchois mi dinar zahov, he should not bring less than a dinar. Dinar is a type of coin, that quantity of zahov, a dinar, quantity of zahov. The Gemara asks, v'dilma nasko. Nasko is an unminted bar of metal. So maybe he intends, when he says hare alai zahov, he really intends to bring a bar of gold. Omar Rabbi Lozer answers, de omar matbea. In his acceptance, in his vow, he said a coin of gold. Well, if you're speaking about coins, then vidilma priti. Priti is a very small type of coin. In the Gemara you find elsewhere, often made of copper. So maybe his intention is a priti of gold. Omar of Papa, priti didaha volo avdi inchi. Priti, made of gold, people do not make. So that such a matabea, such a coin, a priti coin of gold, is not to be found. Kesef, if a person accepts upon himself, kesef, lo yifchois mi dinar, he should not bring less than a dinar of kesef. Dinar, as we mentioned before, is a type of coin. Vidil monasko, maybe his intention is to bring a bar of silver. Omar Rabbelazar, Rabbelazar answers no, because de Omar matbea, in his original vow, he said a coin of silver. Question, Vidilma priti, maybe his intention is this even smaller type coin, a priti of kesef? Omar Rav Sheshes answers, ba'asro de lo sagu priti de kaspo. This Mishnah is speaking about a place that priti of kaspo are not common. So that if a person is accepting himself to bring a silver coin, he is not going to consider that. After all, it's in that place, it is uncommon. Nechoshes, a person accepts upon himself to bring copper. Lo yifchois mi mo'o kesef. He shouldn't bring less than a mo'o of kesef. This is a value, an amount of nechoshes. How much nechoshes? No less than a mo'o. Mo'o is a type of coin, a silver coin. So that it would appear then that he should bring an amount of copper that one could buy with a silver mo'o. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, lo yifchois mi tzinura katano shel nechoshes. If a person accepts upon himself to bring nechoshes, he should bring no less than a small copper fork. Tzinura is Rashi calls mazleg katan, a small fork. Lamai chazio, what is this useful for? And it could very well be that the question here is in the context of the Beis Hamikdash, as you will see by the answer. So what is it fit for in the Beis Hamikdash, a small copper fork? Omar Abaye, shemechatetin bo es hapsilos, umekanchen bo haneros. With this, mechatetin bo es hapsilos, you would remove the old wicks from the menorah. The menorah was the candelabra that sat in the heichal. And mekanchen bo haneros, the neros are the cups on the candelabra that held the oil and wicks, so that you would use these implements to clean out the debris, the residue ash that's found in these in the menorah. Barzel, iron. A person accepts upon himself to buy or to bring to the Beis HaMikdash iron. Tanya, we have a Tanaic source, and accompanying this Gemara, you'll also notice a little aleph to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. This aleph indicates, in this context, that there is a second lashon. This is a first version. Two lines later, you see a squiggle underlined expression at the beginning of the line, Ikar D'Amri. That represents another version of what we're about to see, and hence we refer to that as Beis. So we have a Tanaic source that says, Tanya, Acherim Oimrim, Ha'oimer hare olai barzel, one who accepts upon himself a donation to the Beis HaMikdash of iron, lo yivchois mikalyo oirev. He should bring no less than the amount that would be used for making a kalyo oirev. A kalyo oirev, it seems to be a sharp iron plate that was placed on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash so as to keep birds away, keep them from nesting or from settling on the top of the Beis HaMikdash. So the source tells us that he should bring no less than a kalya orev v'kamo. How much is that? Omar Rav Yosef, amo al amo. A kalya orev would measure an amo by an amo. That's a square sheet of sharp-edged metal. Iko the Amri, lo yivchos me amo al amo. Another version of this source is the Achirim say that one who accepts upon himself to bring barzel, he should bring no less than an amo by amo. So the Gemara asks, lemai chazio, what is an amo of amo barzel useful for? Omrav Yosef, le kalya orev. It's useful for making, for fashioning a kalya orev. The Mishnah goes on with more examples of people accepting upon themselves to bring different items. Hare olai yayin. A person accepts upon himself to bring yayin for nesachim as a drink offering, as a wine offering. Lo yivchos mishlosha lugin. He should bring no less than 3 lug. 3 lug represents the minimum amount of wine that was brought as part of a korban. In the case of a sheep offering, a person would bring 3 lug of wine to accompany it. Shemen, lo yivchos mi lug. If a person accepts upon himself to bring oil, so now there are two opinions, and we've called this aleph. The first opinion is he should bring no less than a lug. The lug is the name of a liquid measure. Rebbe Omer shloisha lugin. Rebbe disagrees and feels that you must bring a minimum of 3 lug. Another situation is pirashti. A person says, I specified something. V'eini yodea ma pirashti. And I don't know how much I specified. In other words, he specified to bring oil, and he says he doesn't know how much. So we say yavi kiyoyim meruba. He should bring like the great day. That will be explained later in the Gemara. The Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source opening up with a posuk from Bamidbar Tesvav, which is a section of the Torah dealing with the nesachim, these liquid offerings that accompany korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says in that posuk, kol ha'ezroch ya'aseh kocho. So the Bryce opens up with the word ezroch from that posuk, melamed. This teaches us shemisnadvin yayin, that one can offer a voluntary wine offering. V'kama, what's the quantity? Shloisha lugin. Uminayin shi'im rotzu lahoisif yosef. And from where do we know that if he wants to add, he can add? Tamud lomar yihye. From this word yihye, we derive that you can add more. Yochol yivchos, can you offer less? Tamud lomar kocha. The word kocha is a restrictive type word indicating no less. Shemen, lo yivchos min halug. As far as one who accepts upon himself to bring oil, no less than 1 lug. Rebbe Omer, shloisha lugin. 3 lug. Let's note that when it came to the wine, there was no controversy. When it comes to the oil, there is a point of controversy. b'mai komiflegi? What is the underlying point of machlokes? So in our title to this sukkah, we've assigned under our nosei heading in the outside margin, Hesper l'machlokes Rebbe v'chachomim b'shiur ha-shemen, an explanation of the controversy between Rebbe and the Chachomim regarding the quantity of oil, shamasnadev tzorech lohavi, that one who volunteers to bring must bring. In the structure of the Gemara, we will see a group of Rabbonon saying their opinion of this machlokes, their opinion of an explanation to this machlokes, in saying it to Rav Popa. Later in the Gemara, in the last narrow line, first wide line, Rav Popa responds to what they say. So we have denoted this give and take structure with a squiggle underlining the expressions Amru Rabbonan Kamei Rav Papa. That's the Rabbonan saying to Rav Papa their opinion of this controversy. And later, on the last narrow line, it says Omar Luhu Rav Papa, where Rav Papa responds. We also have noted that the statement or the explanation by the Rabbonan to Rav Papa, we have categorized as a long point. And that's indicated by the nun that you see encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line, indicating all of the lines of the Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line constitute the point. The Mivneh heading that we have in the outside margin features the double underline that we will see in the Gemara. This double underline highlights two phrases. One is Doin Mina Umina, and the other phrase is Doin Mina V'uki V'asra. We will see that there are two styles or methods of deriving information for the unknown from that which is already known. This will be explained by the Gemara. Amruha Rabbonan Kamei Rav Papa. The Rabbonan say to Rav Papa in explaining this machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, Bedoin mino mino, bedoin mino v'uki ba'asra komiflegi. These are two styles of deriving, as we said before, deriving the unknown from known information. Rabbonan Safri, the Rabbonan who came to a conclusion that the one who is misnadev shemer means one lug, they hold as follows: don mina umina, derive your unknown information from the outside source that is known. In fact, will derive both points that are necessary. When dealing with oil, the first basic question is, how do you know that one can volunteer to bring oil? And then once you establish that one can volunteer to bring oil, we'll call that the first unknown point. The second unknown point is with regard to quantity. So the Gemara says, if you accept or if you follow the don mina umina approach, this is how it works. I'm going to derive the topic of oil from the topic of a meal offering. Ma mincha misnadvin af shemen na mi misnadvin. Just like in the case of a standard meal offering, you can volunteer to bring such a thing, so too, shemen you can volunteer to bring. Umina, and from there as well. In other words, the issue of quantity I will also derive from the mincha. Ma mincha belug, just like a standard voluntary mincha offering contains a lug of oil. Af shemen belug, so too the oil offering that one makes of oil on its own will be a lug. So you see, the two points of information that I needed for oil are derived from the outside source of meal offering. The Rebbe Sova, Rebbe who holds three lug, has a different approach in deriving the unknown from the known. Don mina v'uki be'asra. That means part of the information I will derive from the outside source, namely the issue of the mincha, which is a meal offering which is made of flour. The uki ba'asra means, and the other unknown point I will derive from within the topic of liquids. Of course, we're contrasting here the flour mincha type offering with liquid offerings, which include oil and wine. So, and now this is spelled out. Ma mincha, the first point that I needed to derive is that oil itself can be brought voluntarily. So, ma mincha misnadvin apshemen amin misnadvin. I learn that point from mincha. Just like mincha can come as a voluntary offering, so too oil can be brought voluntarily. However, with regard to quantity, here, this is where Rebbe differs from the Chachamim according to this approach of the Rabbanan. The Uki be'asra kin nisachim. As far as quantity of oil is concerned, I will derive it from other liquids. Nisachim being liquids, and more specifically, wine. Ma nisachim shloishes lugin. Just like a minimum amount of wine is 3 lug, af shemen, which is under the category of nisachim, something liquid, af shemen nami shloishes lugin. So too, oil, which was my unknown, I derive from the wine and come out with a quantity of 3 lug. Omer lehu Rav Papa. Rav Papa responds to the Rabbonin and says, "Imi mincha gomar lo Rebbe, if Rebbe was going to even use mincha as a starting point, like you people suggested, well, then the kulei alma lo pligi, everyone would agree, don mina umina. Everyone, including Rebbe, would say, like the don mina umina approach. And the result of that would have been 1 lug. The question then is, how does Rebbe come out with 3 lug? So Rav Papa explains that Rebbe's method of deriving the unknown is not through this don mina method at all. Elo, Rebbe me ezroch gomar lo. Rebbe learns from the word ezroch. You'll notice to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text we have a little arrow. This is to be paralleled with the arrow found above, also pointing to the line with the word Ezroch in it. So Rebbe learns from Ezroch that you can, just like you can donate oil, so too you can donate, just like you can donate wine, so too you can donate oil. And I will learn all my information from wine, and that will result in 3 lug. Omar le Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Noson, the Rav Papa. Now, Rav Huna challenges Rav Papa and says, "Umi motzis amris hochi? Can you say like you just said? You just said that Rebbe derives 3 lug from the word ezroch. The Hotanya, but we have another source, a source that says otherwise." This source is based on a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Beis. There, the pasuk says, "Ki sakriv korban mincha." The word korban, malamed, tit shemisnadvin shemen. From this word, it's derived that one can donate oil. V'kamo, and how much? Answer, shloishes lugins. We have an unnamed source that says that an oil donation will be no less than 3 lug. Man shamisle do'amar shloishes lugin. Who is known to have said 3 lug is the quantity of an oil donation? Rebbe. So we have this source we can then assign to Rebbe, the Komaisi law mi korban, and he derives it from the word korban in Vayikra Beis, and not like you, Rav Papa, said that he would derive the shiur, the quantity of oil, from the word ezroch in Bamidbar Tesvav. Omarle, so Rav Papa responds, I Tanya, Tanya, if there is a source that says that way, then you can't argue with sources. Pirashti v'ein yodeh ma pirashti yavi kiyoim meruba. We saw in the Mishnah someone who said, I specified an amount of oil or wine to bring, and I don't know how much. So how much should he bring? So the Mishnah said he should bring like yoim meruba. Tona, here we have a brisa that elaborates on what is intended by yom meruba, the day, the great day. The answer is, or the hesber is, kiyoim toiv horishon shelchag shechalios b'shabbos. The first day of Sukkot that falls out on a Shabbos. On that day, there are many, many, many cows and sheep offerings that are brought. And as a result of the numerous number of cows and sheep that are brought, there are naturally a great amount of oil and wine. So what you have to do is you have to calculate the amount of oil and wine that's brought on the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, and that quantity is what one would have to bring under such circumstances that he said, Pirashti v'enerdea, ma pirashti. He would thereby cover all possibilities, namely the greatest amount he would have probably have donated. The Mishnah, before we read the Mishnah, we have a topic heading, Oid b'inyon hanoder ve'eno yodea ma piresh. More examples of someone who volunteers vows to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't know exactly what he said originally. We will notice in the markings we have a Mivneh heading featuring the bow tie form. This is Hadgoshas Korbonos Shonim. This will be a marking to emphasize a couple of different types of sacrifices. Harei Olai Ola. A person accepts upon himself to bring an Ola. We should note ahead of time that an Ola is a type of sacrifice that comes only from male animals. So one who says that, the Mishnah says, Yovi Kevis, he should bring a sheep. Rav Elazar ben Azari Omer, O Tor, O Ben Yona. A type of bird, a Tor bird or a Ben Yona. Those are birds that are brought as a korban Ola. Another case, Pirashti, Min HaBokor, V'eini Yodea Ma Pirashti. I said I was going to bring an Ola from Bokor, and I don't know what I specified. So what's included under the term Bokor? So the Mishnah tells us, Yovi Par V'egel. He should bring a cow and a calf. These are male animals, of course, because we're going under the Ola heading. A person says he wants to bring an Ola Min HaBehema. The Eino Dea Ma Pirashti. It should be pointed out that the term behemoth is a more inclusive term, more of an umbrella term with regard to animals than the term bokar, as you will see very shortly. So he said he wants to bring an Ola from behemoth, and he doesn't know what he specified. Well, in order to cover all possibilities, Yavi Par, he should bring a cow, V'egel, a calf, Ayel, a ram, it's a male sheep, Soir, a goat, Gedi, a male goat, utle, a young sheep. Pirashti v'eini yodea ma pirashti. He said he was going to bring an ola, and he specified the type of ola, and he doesn't know what type. And in this instance, he doesn't know whether he specified a behema or an oaf or a bird offering. So we could take this last list and add to it moisif aleim tor uben yona. Adding to the list of animals, we have the Tor and Ben Yona birds that he would have to bring in order to cover the doubt. At this point, we refer to other types of korbanos, Toid and Shlomim, and these are korbanos that are not limited to male animals. So if a person said, Harei Olai Toida or Ushlomim, the Vav means or a Shlomim, Yavi Keves, it would be sufficient for him to bring a sheep. If he says, Pirashti min ha-bokor v'eini yodea ma pirashti, I specified and said from bokor, but I don't know which kind. Yavi par uporo. That's the male, the par is the male, and poro the female. Egel ve'egla. These are calves, male and female calf. If he said he wants to bring a toido or a shlomim min ha-behema, v'eini yodea ma pirashti, he says, I don't know what I specified, then and here we're going to have a list of animals like we had before by the Ola, but in this case, the male and female versions. Yovi par uparo, egel ve'egla, ayel urechela, soir usira, gedi ugedia, tle utalia. Harei olai, shor, a person said that he was going to bring an ox. Yavi hu unesachov bimono. He has to spend a mona. Mona is an amount of money. It's 100 zuz or 25 dinar for the animal and the accompanying offerings, the accompanying wine and oil that come with the meal offering. That's the nesachim. Egel, yavi hu unesachov b'chomesh. The egel, if he said, I want to bring an egel, he has to spend 5 sloim for the purchase of an egel. The mona, we should just mention for the sake of accuracy, we said it was 100 zuz, which is also 25 sela. Ayel, if he said he's going to bring a ram, Yavi hu unesachov bishtayim. 2 sloyim is what he would have to expend. Keves, Yavi hu unesachov b'sela. And if he said he was going to bring a keves, he would have to spend a sela coin for that animal, and that would include the nesachim as well. If, however, he does the following, he says, shor b'mona, he wants to bring an animal, and at a cost of a mona, then yavi b'mona, he must bring the animal chutz min nesachav, where the mona does not include the nesachim. That would be a separate expenditure. Egel b'chomesh, yavi b'chomesh chutz min nesachav. Ayol b'shtayim, yovi b'shtayim, chutz minasochav. Keves b'sela, yovi b'sela, chutz minasochav. And each one of these examples was the same idea that the coin is going to be used for the animal itself, because that's what he specified. Another situation, shor b'mona, v'hevi shnayim b'mona. If a person accepted upon himself to bring an ox that at the value of a mona, and he brought instead two oxen jointly worth one mona, lo yotza, he hasn't fulfilled his vow. His vow was to bring an ox worth a mona. V'afilu zeb b'mona chaser dinar v'zeb b'mona chaser dinar. Even if he brings two oxen, each one worth almost a mona, mona minus a dinar, dinar being a small coin relative to the mona, nevertheless, he is not yotze, because each one of those animals was not a full mona in value. Shochar vehevi lavon. He said he was going to bring a black animal and he brought a white one. Or lavon vehevi shochar. Or he said he would bring a white one and brought a black one. Godol vehevi katan. He said he would bring a large animal and he brought a small one. Lo yotza. He has not fulfilled his vow. Katan vehevi godol. Let's say he vowed to bring a small animal and brought a large one. Yotza. He has fulfilled, because that which is small is contained within that which is larger. Rebbe omer lo yotza. Rebbe, though, holds the person to his word. If he said he was going to bring small, bringing the large does not help. Turning to the very beginning of the Mishnah, with regard to someone who accepted upon himself to bring an ola, we saw the Tanakhama said he brings an animal, and the example of the Mishnah was he would bring a sheep, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said a bird. The Gemara says, "V'lo pligi." There is no controversy between these two opinions. Mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. Each opinion holds according to his community. In the Tanakhama's community, a keves was of greater value than the bird. In Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's community, a bird was considered more of a delicacy, more special than the animal. Tanu rabbanon, harei olai oilo besela lamizbeach. If a person said he wants to bring an ola offering at the value of a sela for the altar, yovi keves, he should bring a sheep. Shein lecha dover shekorav besela gabi mizbeach elo keves shekorav besela. The only example of something that one could buy with a sela that is mizbeach worthy would be a sheep. If he said pirashti v'eini yodei ma pirashti, he said I want to bring to the mizbeach something that's worth a sela, but he says he doesn't remember what he specified. Yovi mikol dovar shekorev besela the mizbeach. Then he should bring anything that would be offered to the mizbeach at the value of a sela. The difference between this case and the beginning case is, in the first case, he specified ola. Here he says he specified some type of sacrifice, but he doesn't remember what kind of sacrifice. So he has to bring any type of animal that would be worth a sela, that would fulfill any type of sacrifice. Before continuing in the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading in the outside margin. The topic heading says, "Ha'oimer pirashti min abokor ve'ini yodea ma pirashti." A person had said, "I'm going to bring a sacrifice from Boker, and I don't know what type of Boker I specified." Yovi par v'egel, has to bring an adult cow and a calf. She'ela, lama tzorech lahavi egel? Why, according to the Tanakhama, does he have to bring the egel as well? Harei par shugadol kolel egel. Is it not so that a par which is large would include within it that which is less, that which is smaller? So we now turn to the Gemara, and we've also used a diamond to feature the words Reisha and Seifa. The reason for this emphasis will be that in the upcoming Gemara, there will be a seeming inconsistency as far as authorship is concerned, where the Reisha seems to be authored by one opinion. We'll see that it turns out to be Rebbe, and the middle section of the Mishnah is not according to Rebbe, and the final phrase of the Mishnah is Rebbe again. And this will cause a problem for the Gemara, where we don't have a consistent type of authorship. So now, turning to the Gemara. Pirashti minaboker v'eini yodea ma pirashti yovi par v'egel. The Gemara asks, Amai, why does he have to bring a par and an egel? V'leisi par mimonofshach. Let him bring a par. And mimonofshach means, either way you look at it, the par should include anything less, would include the egel. If he said min haboker, and min haboker refers to large cows and small ones, simply bring the large one, and that would include the small one. The Gemara says the reason that the Tanakhama doesn't accept that, but insists on his bringing the egel as well, ha money, who is this? Rebbe he. This opening part of the Mishnah, early part of the Mishnah, is in accordance with Rebbe. The Omar, Choton Vevi Godo Lo Yotza. Shitas Rebbe is that if one said he would bring something small, and he brings something large, he is not in fulfillment. So that if he said to bring Min HaBoker, he may have said, remember, he doesn't remember what he said, he may have said he was going to bring an Egel. And that would be Choton. And by bringing the Par, he would not be in fulfillment, according to Rebbe. The Gemara goes on, and at this point starts what we call a long question. The Gemara asks, E, Rebbe, Amos Seifa. If the opening of the Mishnah is according to Rebbe, let's read the continuation of the Mishnah, which we refer to as the Seifa, the latter part. And we will discover that Rebbe appears once again at the very end, whereas in the middle of this, we have someone else speaking. So the Seifa says, and at this point we can simply read the quote here. It's a quote from the Mishnah, which we've already explained. The Seifa says, Shor b'mona, v'hevi shnayim b'mona, lo yotza. V'afilu ze b'mona choser dinar, v'ze b'mona choser dinar. That too, he's not yotzi, because neither one is worth the mona. Shochor v'hevi lovon. Lovon v'hevi shochor. Godol v'hevi koton lo yotza. Now, special note, koton v'hevi godol yotza. Notice, at this point, it speaks about someone who accepted upon himself to bring something small and brings a large one, yotza. He is in fulfillment. Rebbe Omer lo yotza. Rebbe says that if you had vowed to bring something small and bring something large, you are not in fulfillment. Now, structurally, what do we have? Reisha v'seifa Rebbe. We have the opening part of the Mishnah, which we already labeled as Rebbe, and you can notice that above where we circled Rebbe's name. And the Seifa, where we again circled Rebbe's name, seems to be authored by Rebbe. Umetziyasa Rabbanan. And the middle section is another school of thought called Rabbanan. Is that acceptable? Is that an acceptable Mishnah structure? So the Gemara says, in, we have to say that yes, this is the case here. Reisha v'seifa Rebbe, mitziyasa Rabbanan. The opening part of the Mishnah is Rebbe, and Rebbe appears then later in the Mishnah as well. V'hochi ko'omar, and this is the intention of the Mishnah. Dovar ze machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbanan. This point, the opening point of the Mishnah was bringing something large to cover something that's small is itself a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, as is detailed in the Seifa. Tanaim Hosam, the Mishnah in Maseches Shkolim says, Shisha l'nedava. There were six receptacles known as shofros to hold monies that would be used for nedava. These monies would be used, and we haven't said where the money comes from, but these monies would be used for public, non-obligatory public sacrifices. These were brought on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was experiencing downtime. Namely, if you had a day in which there were very few korbanos that were brought by the public, and we don't want the Mizbeach to appear to be in a state of unuse. So we have a provision for sacrifices being brought, olos that were brought, the ketz hamizbeach, that's the expression that's used in this context, and they were non-obligatory, of course, but they were brought as korban olos to give the appearance that the mizbeach was constantly in use. So it says that there were six receptacles for that would hold monies from which these kind of sacrifices were purchased. Keneged mi, in honor or in conjunction with what were these six? And focusing on the what's the need for six receptacles? At this point in the Gemara, we have a geometric form, a triangle in this case, indicating a series of opinions, which we've explained in the outside margin under the Nosei Mivneh heading. You can see a triangle is featured, where you see Sidra Shel Deos, a list and a series of opinions, Lomo Ukeneged Ma Tiknu Shisha Shoifros L'Nidova B'Veis HaMikdash. Why were there six receptacles for this Nidova in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara offers a simon, which would read as Camp Shin Ayin, which I fondly like to refer to as Camp Shulchan Aruch. You can just imagine a summer camp designed to study, in which to study Shulchan Aruch. But that's just by way of a light comment. Nevertheless, these are letters that correspond to points or names that we will see in the upcoming Gemara. So the question right now is this number six. Omar Chizkiya, Keneged Shisha Botei Ovois HaKohanim. They were established in honor or corresponding to the six subunits of a weekly service group of Kohanim. A weekly service group of Kohanim was called a Mishmar. The Mishmar was broken up into six Botei Ovos. Each day a different group, we can refer to a different family of Kohanim, but we'll say a different group of Kohanim would serve. So that in the course of a year, there were 2 weeks during which a group of Kohanim, each respective Mishmar would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and each Mishmar, as we just said, was broken down into six units, each one serving on its own specified day. And it was necessary, according to Chizkiya, to have these Botei Ovos, each day represented by a different shofar, Kedei Shei Sholom Ze Im Ze, so that there should be peace, and everyone should recognize that each day has its own shofar corresponding to that particular base of. If you didn't have that, but rather you had, let us say, one shofar holding the monies from which these voluntary korbanos were brought, Rashi explains that these korbanos were a korban ola. A korban ola, after it's offered, the skin is removed and given to the kohanim. If you would have a day on which the following took place, let us say that at the beginning of the week, many, many personal korbanos were brought. If that were the case, there would be no monies drawn from this source, this shofar, for public korban oilus. If on a subsequent day, then you had a day in which there were few private korbanos brought, that would necessitate drawing funds from this shofar, if there had been only one, to purchase public korbanos. The skins of those public korbanos would go to that particular service group serving on that day. However, the fellows from early in the week would say, hey, what are you getting all of these public skins for when we got very few? We got nothing because on our day there were a lot of private sacrifices brought. And Rashi points out, and if the later group would respond to the early group by saying, well, you got anyway, the early group would say, yeah, but what we got was, those were personal sacrifices. They were, and that was our good fortune that was responsible for them being brought on our day. But when it comes to the public source of funds, everyone should be equal in that. So why is it that you guys, from the later part of the week when there were a few personal sacrifices brought, why should you be getting all of the skins? So that would create strife. This way, we said that each shofar was assigned to each day, so that everyone recognized what the shofar for his day, and wouldn't look at what happens to a shofar from another day, because that was assigned to a different group. So each group had his own shofar, so to speak. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mitov Shanedova Meruba, Tiknu lohem shofros merubin. Since there were a lot of nidovas, they wanted to have many shofros. Kidei shelo yisafshu hamos, so that there shouldn't be in one shofar an accumulation of a large amount of coins. Large amounts of coins would have a tendency to corrode, so that if you distribute the coins into smaller units, there would be less chance of them corroding. Uziri Omar, Uziri said, Keneged, the six shofros were Keneged, six types of animals. Par, the egel, ayel, the keves, gedi, v'soyer. Each one of these animals is something that's fit to be brought as a korban ola. And this is in accordance with Rebbe. This is for Rebbe he. In other words, the Mishnah in Shkolim is according to Rebbe, Domar Koton v'hevi godol lo yotza. There was the need for a shofar that would contain money for the purchase of a par, and a separate shofar for the purchase of a smaller animal, the egel. And the reason for that is because if one would dedicate an egel and bring a par, he would not be in fulfillment. Before going any further, let us glance at the Rashi. At the end of the narrow lines, Keneged par v'egel v'ayol keves ugedi v'soyer. Shames nadev par le'ola, a person who, let us say, vowed to bring a par as an ola, maybe, on the girsa on the outside margin says, maybe mona, echot, he would bring a mona, which is a quantity of money, the no same l'shofar shishmo par. He would then deposit the money in the shofar called par, labeled as par. Kide omar yovi b'mona. As we said earlier in the Mishnah, that if someone dedicated a par, he should bring it at the cost of a mona. The par nikne b'mona. The mona echod. Kid omar yovi b'mona the par. Rashi continues on the second line. V'amisnadev egel. Second wide line, of course. If one volunteered to bring an egel, maybe chamesh chamisha sloyim. The no same the shofar shishmo egel. And he would take his five sela and put it in the shofar that was called egel. The chen kulam. Va'kohenim lokin mimos shofar shishmo par, and then the kohenim would draw money from the shofar labeled par. Viakrivu may also shofar porim, and they would offer from that shofar cows ad shichlu kol hamois, until all the money was used up. Continuing in the Gemara, Ubar Pado Omar Keneged Haporim V'Ha'elim V'Ha'Kvosim V'Asirim V'Ha'Mosoros V'Ha'Mo'o. The six shofros were in conjunction with these kinds of situations. Porim, Elim, Kvosim, and Sirim, we have already spoken about those. The Mosoros is a situation where a person had dedicated money. He had dedicated money for a certain type of korban, a certain type of animal, and the animals fell in price, so that he didn't need to use all of his original dedicated money for the purchase of that korban. The balance was called mosoros. The mo'o, this is explained in Rashi, kolbone. That's a type of coin. Shekol yochid mevi masis hashekel b'hachro ba'ador. Everyone would bring in the month of Ador the masis hashekel donation. V'im nosnu bein shnehem shekel shalem. We should point out that the term hachro means when you put it on the scale, it should weigh down a little bit more. Let us say two people brought a full shekel. If they brought a full shekel, then noisin kolbon echod mo'oktana, they would bring this extra little coin in addition to their one full shekel, mitnei hachro, because of the need to add a little bit. If a person brings a masis a shekel, his half shekel, he would add a little bit to that. If two people bring one shekel, we don't want to lose the hachro, this extra way down that would have taken place, so a kolbon is added. She'achshav lo nosnu bein shneim elo hechrea echod. Ve'ilu hevium kemishpotam hoyu sham shtei hachros. Lefikoch noisin kolbon. The idea here is that if one would have bring, if two people are bringing one shekel, and then we want to have the scale weigh down a little bit more, you would have two people bringing one coin, so you would have only one weigh down. And in order to make sure the Beis HaMikdash doesn't lose, had they been two people bringing their Masa Shekel, you would have had these two weigh downs, two extra amounts. The Kolbon is brought in this case where two people bring one Shekel, and that will compensate for the extra weigh down that we would have expected. That's the Mo'ah receptacle. We should point out, for the sake of greater accuracy, the Rashi that appears at the top of the page, Divar Masel v'Hakvosim, the shofar for Kvosim was used for, and it says, Rashi says, Osham Nazir, the Osham Mitzora, Haboyim B'nei Shana. These are special korbanos. An Osham Nazir is a case where a Nazir had been defiled, and he has to bring a korban Osham and an Osham Mitzora. A Mitzora, when he completes his Mitzora period, he brings a korban Osham. They are 1 year old animals. Shenemar Bahen Keves. Yinatsku L'raya. In the event that they are set out to graze, let us say they developed a mum or the owner died, so demehem the shofar hashlishi, the money that's fetched from those animals, from the osham nozer, osham mitzora, that were sent out to graze, the monies graze when they develop then a blemish, and they're sold, and the monies are put into this third shofar. We want to make a distinction between the Osham Nazir, Osham Mitzorah, versus other kinds of Mosar situations that we saw already in allusion to the Mosros. Because the Osham Nazir and Osham Mitzorah came from animals that were 1 year old creatures. Whereas the other type of korbanos just mentioned by Rashi, Moser Gezelos and Me'ilos, they were two-year-old animals. And their roles were different as well. One is an atonement, and one was a machshir. Machshir is true in the case of the Osham Nozir and Osham Mitzorah. In the case of Osham Nozir, it enables him to start his... It's coming for penitence, but rather to enable him to start his counting of the Nazirus Betara. And by the Osham Mitzorah, it enabled him to eat from sacrifices, which he was restricted from till now. The Se'irim, Rashi says, mentioned on the top line, those were Se'irei Chatashel Tzibu Sheregolim Mechaprim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'She'ein Bo Yediyah. Those Se'irim were animals that came to atone for problems of Tuma where there was a lack of knowledge on the part of the person who was in violation. The upcoming piece of Gemara is featured in a bracketed section which will analyze why did each one say their own opinion as to the six shofros and not say like the other. After the bracketed section, there are more opinions. You see Shmuel in a triangle as well as Rabbi Shaya giving their opinions as to the number six. But that will be part of our next shiur. So with this, we conclude our shiur for today.